an earthquake swarm is hitting the Brooks Range. Seismologists don't know why it's occurring or if it will continue. Friday night, a 5.5 magnitude earthquake struck 20 miles northeast of Noatak. It's the third 5.5 magnitude quake that struck the same area in the past 2 months.
We are now referring to this as an earthquake swarm. That is, there's something in the earth that's causing a whole series of earthquakes of similar size. It is really quite unusual to have this in that kind of setting.
Mike West is the director of the Alaska Earthquake Center in Fairbanks. He says the earthquake swarms are common around volcanoes, but with no volcanic activity in the Brooks Range, the seismic swarm is raising questions for seismologists across the country.
At the moment, we are not aware of a similar kind of sequence like this that has ever really occurred in the Brooks Range or in western Alaska.
West says the Earthquake Center does not know what's causing the swarm, but it does know that the quakes all ruptured from the same type of fault and are all moving in the same direction.
All of these are the same kind of motion, and that certainly tells us that there's a weak zone. There is clearly a fault system that we have previously not been very aware of in this area.
Last month, technicians installed temporary seismic stations in Noatak and Kotzebue after the second major quake hit the area. West says the data will allow seismologists to see inside the fault, and the stations are recording hundreds of aftershocks, helping seismologists better understand what's happening beneath the Brooks Range. So far, no injuries or damage have been reported in the nearby communities of Noatak or Kotzebue, nor at the Red Dog Mine.